Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is the great day, the last full regular business day before the government shutdown, which is now not just a possibility, it is an expectation of everybody. It begins on Saturday night. And what exactly is the government doing? The President of the United States, the Republican leader in the House of Representatives, the Speaker, Mr. McCarthy, the Democrats in the U.S. Senate, and led by Chuck Schumer. What are they doing to help avoid this government shutdown, which is going to leave about 4 million Americans, at least, who work for the government without paychecks? And that includes people who are in our armed services. I think that one of the things that is outrageous is that the members of Congress who are responsible for what is a looming shutdown, a horrible, unnecessary, self-inflicted wound on this country, that those people will continue to get their paychecks, but not the rest of the Border Patrol, not the air traffic controllers, which is a big thing. I know they say that, guess what, October is not a heavy month for air travel. And so that even if a bunch of the air traffic controllers, and this is what happened in the government shutdown in 2019, where we had one. And in that particular government shutdown, they began to find that air traffic controllers didn't come in. They just wouldn't work without pay. And it was one of those things that eventually forced the government to get their act together. But why is all this going on? It could be that there are as many as 5 Republican members of the House who are responsible for blocking any of the attempts at compromise. The White House estimates that 3.5 million federal workers will go without pay in government shutdown. 2 million of them will be military. The White House estimates the government is still on a path to shut down. It happens on Saturday night. So I get most people won't feel it when it happens midnight on Saturday night. Sunday will be the first full day of shutdown. But with no deal in sight that both the House and the Senate can accept. What is fascinating to me, and it goes along with some of the negative feelings that people have about this president, and you see that in every single poll. There's a new poll that shows that on the 3 key issues for Americans, people have more confidence in the Republican Party than the Democratic Party and Joe Biden. The Republicans, according to an NBC poll, have advantages on immigration, crime, and the economy. Now, those are going to impact people's decisions. With all of that going on, surely more can be done on both sides to work this out. The House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, has failed to pass a short-term CR, continuing resolution, that could have kept the government funded through the end of October. I mean, giving 30 more days so that maybe they can get this thing fixed without busting the entire thing. President Joe Biden has said he would veto the House Republican bill, which includes deep across-the-board spending cuts. And it also, by the way, would cut off the aid, any aid, and they're not now talking about the $24 billion that you may have heard about. They're talking about $6 billion for Ukraine to help buy ammunition, to help the delivery of the 30, and that's all it is, 30 U.S. tanks that were scheduled for delivery that are there basically to provide ammunition for the Ukrainians to defend themselves and to prevent giving more territory occupied by the Russians. Now, with all of that having in the middle, that stops because of how many Republicans? 5 GOP members are holding up the passage of some kind of bipartisan compromise. You would think that a big day today in Capitol Hill, because one of the longest serving senators, the woman senator who served by far the longest period of time, Dianne Feinstein, died overnight. And there is a great pain and a great mourning on the part of just about everybody on Capitol Hill, because Feinstein actually is one of those people who was widely respected by her colleagues, including some of her Republican colleagues. President Biden actually spoke about the passing of Dianne Feinstein at a ceremony for outgoing Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair Mark Milley. Remember, Mark Milley is precisely the four-star general who President Trump said deserves to be executed. And he is still alive. This is not mourning for Mark Milley. It's mourning for Dianne Feinstein. President Biden sounded like this.
Before I begin, I want to say a brief word about Senator Dianne Feinstein, who passed away this morning. She was a historic figure, trailblazer for women, and a great friend. Dianne made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety, to protecting civil liberties. The country's going to miss her dearly, and so will Jill and I. I'll have more to say about her later today.
Okay, they were friends during many, many years that they served together in the Senate. Dianne Feinstein, a colorful figure who was there in several dramatic moments of American history. She became mayor of San Francisco. She was the president of the Board of Supervisors in San Francisco. So when George Moscone was assassinated, and this was such a grim and horrible crime, there's a member of the Board of Supervisors who killed Harvey Milk, who was the first openly gay politician to be elected to a post of any significance. And when I say openly gay, that was part of what and who Harvey Milk was. He was shot by Dan White, and Dan White also shot the mayor, George Moscone. And that's when Dianne Feinstein went from being just a local figure in the Bay Area to being a national figure. And then a U.S. senator, she ran for governor. She lost to Pete Wilson, who was the incumbent senator, but that's another story. Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor could barely hold back the tears. This is clip 16. We will get to clip 16 in a few moments when we return. We today have Mike Pence joining us on air. What would Mike Pence do to avoid a government shutdown? He's somebody who went through the longest government shutdown we've ever had before, which was 35 days. That was under the Trump administration. Mike Pence was number two guy. So what do you do to avoid a shutdown, which everybody says they don't want? We'll talk to Mike Pence about that. We'll also speak to somebody who disagrees with me, who says that I don't care if politicians are good people, and neither should you. That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Join your Free Market Champions Washington Policy Center for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, we're about to play expression of grief, which I think was sincere. I mean, Chuck Schumer worked closely with Dianne Feinstein for many, many years, and the fact that she had been in the Senate so long, she had already announced that she was not going to seek re-election next year in the Senate race, and the Senate race already has three very prominent Democrats who are seeking her Senate seat, led by Adam Schiff, congressman, who was one of the spearheads, one of the leaders of both impeachment attempts against President Trump, and Katie Porter, who is a very left-leaning congresswoman, and then Barbara Lee from Oakland, California, longtime congresswoman. She is the only one who voted no on authorizing force against the Al-Qaeda bases in Afghanistan, which was the beginning of our involvement in the Afghan war. She is running. She's running third right now. Actually, it's not Pete Wilson, it's Gavin Newsom. Pete Wilson was Republican who beat Dianne Feinstein in an epic race for governor of California back in 1990. And having met Senator Feinstein on a couple of occasions, the one thing that was most surprising when you met her is how tall she is. She was. She was at a younger age close to 6 feet tall. She's listed officially now as 5'10", and she was an imposing figure. She looked and was formidable. This is Chuck Schumer, who, after a moment of silence in the Senate, spoke to his fellow senators in tribute to their fallen colleague. Listen.
The sign of a leader is someone who dedicates the whole of their spirit for a cause greater than themselves. The sign of a hero is someone who fights for others, who endures for others, no matter the cost, no matter the odds. And the sign of a friend is someone who stands by your side to fight the good fight, on the good days and on the bad. Dianne Feinstein was all of this and more. A friend, a hero for so many, a leader who changed the nation, a leader who changed the nature of the Senate and who changed the fabric of the nation, America, for the better. As the nation mourns this tremendous loss, we're comforted in knowing how many mountains Dianne moved, how many lives she impacted, how many glass ceilings she shattered along the way. America, America is a better place because of Senator Dianne Feinstein. Today I join with my colleagues in mourning our beloved friend and colleague.
And that was Chuck Schumer. Replacement for Dianne Feinstein in the Senate, Governor Gavin Newsom, who just seems to be at the head of every news story right now. I mean, he is actually makes more news than the President of the United States at the moment. But he certainly is at the center of this very newsworthy story because as governor of California, he will get to pick the new interim U.S. senator. He has said he will not pick someone who will go ahead and run for a full term in November of next year. So this is appointing someone to serve from October of 2023 all the way to January of 2025. So it's senator for a little bit more than a year. And then after that, the winner of the election in November of 2024, the winner of that election, it almost surely will be a Democrat because California is one of the most heavily Democratic states in the union. And there's no confirmation process. There's not. This is just all up to Gavin Newsom. And it says that NBC reports as California's political class mourned the death of Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein, who is also privately buzzing about what happens to her now vacant Senate seat. Feinstein had already announced she would not run for re-election in 2024, triggering a competitive election to select a successor. Now her death will force California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom to appoint a replacement to serve out the remainder of her term, a politically fraught decision he has been dreading having to make. Part of the reason he's dreading it is he's already said he will appoint a black woman. And why is he doing that? Is because Kamala Harris, who was previously senator from California, and obviously is no longer that. She is now the vice president of the United States. With her departure, there's no black woman senator. And Gavin Newsom decided that there should be. But he can't appoint Barbara Lee because she's a competitive candidate, and he's not getting involved taking sides in the primary. An appointment could upend California's blockbuster Senate primary, which pits high-profile Democratic representatives Adam Schiff, Katie Porter, and Barbara Lee against each other ahead of an all-party primary in March. California has the same idea of the jungle primary. It doesn't matter what party you are. It's the candidates with the two highest vote totals who clear the primary and go into the general election. It's widely expected that the general election would be between Adam Schiff and Katie Porter, because they are the two front runners right now. With a looming government shutdown, Newsom may feel pressure to name a replacement quickly to give Democrats an additional vote to pass spending legislation. Newsom has for months been open about the fact that he does not want to choose a replacement for Feinstein, especially since he already appointed the state's other senator, Democrat Alex Padilla, when Kamala Harris vacated her former Senate seat to accept the vice presidency in 2020. Newsom faced backlash over the decision to replace Harris, the only black woman in the Senate, with Padilla, a Latino man, so the governor pledged that he would select a black woman to fill any future vacancies. By the way, he could have appointed Karen Bass, who is another black female congressman, but she just got herself elected mayor of L.A. Will Schwarzenegger end up running for Feinstein's seat? That's a headline. Arnold Schwarzenegger says, well, we'll tell you what he says. It's interesting. Could he win? We'll talk about it coming up on the MedVed Show.
Who is there that is really a person that can bring everyone together?
Michael Medved, 800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Dianne Feinstein, the longest-serving female senator, a California Democrat first elected in 1992, has passed away at the age of 90. As the deadline for a potential government shutdown happens, travelers are looking for the potential impact on flights. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey defying calls from fellow Democrats to step down following his federal bribery charges. The Powerball jackpot nearing the $1 billion mark once again, with no winner in Wednesday night's drawing. Tomorrow night's top prize, an estimated $925 million. Today marks 6 months since Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich was detained by Russia and accused of espionage. He is the first journalist held by the Kremlin since the Cold War. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved show, the Arnold Schwarzenegger idea, as Arnold Schwarzenegger as an interim senator, was apparently suggested, or at least floated, by a surprising source, by Willie Brown, the longtime speaker of the California State Assembly, leader of the Democrats in San Francisco and in California at large. He was also famous for having had a close relationship, let's just leave it there, with Kamala Harris and being her early political sponsor. And Arnold Schwarzenegger actually offered a tweet about Dianne Feinstein that would do nothing at all to take him out of the running as a potential a year and a half senator. So we give Arnold Schwarzenegger, potential Senator Schwarzenegger, the tweet of the day.
Front page now to the internet.
Wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet.
My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And what Arnold Schwarzenegger tweeted was Senator Feinstein was a pioneer and powerhouse. She had a huge heart. Every time I visited Congress to defend after-school programs, she was there to stand up for our kids. We came from different sides of the aisle, but we always stood together for California. So one of the things that Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was just the subject of a very fine three-part documentary that went on for 3 hours, and it's tough to watch that without having some respect and admiration for two-term Governor Schwarzenegger. But a lot of people have asked about, well, what are his political alternatives, if any, because he seems to be a little bit bored after his return to Hollywood and playing in various roles. The only role he really seemed to enjoy or to shine in was playing himself in the documentary about his life. But Schwarzenegger, of course, can't run for president. He was born in Austria, as his accent makes very clear. But there's no prohibition on someone born abroad who has been an American citizen for a long time. No prohibition on him becoming a U.S. senator. What there is a great unlikelihood, because with the Senate so closely divided, and with right now, it's the Democratic advantage is only one seat. Right now, with the death of Senator Feinstein, it's the Senate is divided evenly, and that's obviously not going to stay that way, because the pressure will be enormous on Gavin Newsom to appoint another Democrat. What is interesting about this is that if Schwarzenegger were to run in the California primary, and again, it's a primary where there are already three major Democratic candidates to split the Democratic vote, it's entirely possible that Arnold Schwarzenegger, running as a Republican candidate or maybe an independent candidate, that Schwarzenegger, if he did run for the U.S. Senate, could get enough votes to get into the general election against Katie Porter or, more likely, Adam Schiff, and against two Democrats with real likability problems. Could Schwarzenegger win that election, particularly if he ran as an independent? Look, I think it's one of those things that will keep Democratic strategists up at night, because the reality is that Arnold Schwarzenegger may not be much of a hardline conservative, but I think there's no question that if he came to Washington, he would caucus with the Republicans. And with the Senate so closely divided, that could be very important.
Thank
Meanwhile,
you.
Is the shutdown important, or is it just a distraction? I think Ken Buck, the congressman from Colorado, who has not been an outspoken supporter particularly of Kevin McCarthy, he is a member, Ken Buck, of the House Freedom Caucus, the right-wing group that has been largely at loggerheads with Kevin McCarthy. But on the issue of the shutdown, he's remarkably clear. And he was on CNN, Ken Buck of Colorado, with Anderson Cooper. And here's what he had to say about the looming shutdown.
Does it concern you about House Republicans' priorities here?
It concerns me about House Republicans' priorities. It also concerns me about the public perception of our party being able to run the U.S. House. I think that there is nothing worse than a shutdown. I think this is an embarrassment. We knew that September 30th was coming for a long time. We should have been talking in July about a continuing resolution. It doesn't have to be done on the eve of a shutdown.
Okay, and by the way, it is not necessary to go into overtime, which is basically the way that Kevin McCarthy, using a football analogy, is attempting to excuse some of the fumbles, using another football analogy, that have been taking place within the Republican Party and within the Republican conference in the House. Here is Kevin McCarthy.
Listen, I know Sunday's football day. If people have this type of attitude, they quit in the third quarter. One thing I hope you realize about me is I never give up. And you know what? If we have to play into overtime to get it right, I will do just that.
Okay. What does play into overtime mean? How long should the shutdown go on, given the fact that every day that it goes on, it costs the people of America money, it disrupts people's lives. Now, those people who are not getting their paychecks, by the way, yes, Social Security checks are supposed to be delivered on time, and people who are getting Social Security and Medicare should get their money. But with other forms of government support, there has been a big concern about the WIC program, the Women's Infants and Children's Program, where basically people who are very impoverished with very young children get a limited amount of money from the government. It's something like $50 a month to buy food. Now, that's going to be delayed or not taking place on time. The fact that there are millions of people who depend upon this kind of support is sort of tough to come to terms with. There was a question that was posed at the White House in a press briefing this morning to Karine Jean-Pierre about whether Biden is willing to meet with McCarthy on this issue. This is clip 15.
Does the president plan to take up McCarthy's offer to meet, and does the White House see any value in that?
Look, I'm going to be very clear. The person that McCarthy, or the people that McCarthy needs to talk to, is his own caucus. That's who he needs to have a conversation with, not the president.
Okay. Again, it would have been smarter for her to say the president will do whatever he possibly can in order to work this out. And part of what is going to have to happen here is something that McCarthy has been reluctant to do, which is to accept Democratic support and support from at least a few dozen votes in the Republican caucus, which would give you a majority, to keep this government open. Why is that important? Well, it's very important for the future of the Republican Party, which seems to have every advantage right now going into the upcoming election. We'll talk about it. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. all available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedVetHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
On the Michael Medved show, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the outgoing chairman, his name is Mark Milley. He's a four-star general, and he was honored by President Biden upon his leaving the post of chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, which makes him the highest-ranking military officer in the United States. And it's ironic that at a time when our active duty military personnel, all 2 million of them, are facing the ultimate disrespect of not getting their regular paychecks because of the idiotic, brain-dead, pathetic, unnecessary, and deeply embarrassing shutdown, which is appalling. And Ken Buck, Republican of Colorado, said it very well. Nothing worse than a shutdown. And President Biden took the opportunity to honor Mark Milley, partially, I suspect, because Mark Milley was basically condemned to death by President Trump. He said that Mark Milley committed treason, and he says in days gone by the penalty for that is death, and in his Truth Social he had death, capital D-E-A-T-H exclamation point, which is just utterly irresponsible. And when you think that the way that that may register in some deranged mind out there, it's a terrible thing for General Milley and his family. And this is President Biden speaking, honoring the outgoing Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley at the General's retirement ceremony. This is clip 9.
When it comes to the Constitution, that is, and always has been, Mark's North Star. I'm so damn proud to serve with him. He's made it the central image on his challenge coin. Those three little words, that means so much to every American, but especially to those who stand in the service of our nation. The middle of his challenge coin says, "We the people." We the people. It's a reminder to all of us what makes us a strong nation, who we are as a democracy, and how the United States, for more than two centuries, has always managed to keep moving forward. Not fealty to any one person or to a political party, but to the idea of America.
And the idea of America is honored by honoring our people in uniform. We were speaking earlier this week to former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, who worked with General Milley, among others, and he was talking about the crisis we have in recruiting right now. And the crisis we have in recruiting right now shows that there are too many Americans who are too eager to deny the respect to our general officers and to the people in our military, that respect that they deserve, which always used to be a highlight of the Republican Party. The Republican Party was the pro-military party. And yesterday, the House of Representatives of the United States passed a defense appropriations bill. It's not going to be accepted by the Senate, so it doesn't mean anything. They stipulated that they would change the remuneration, the salary, for the Secretary of Defense. And for Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin in particular, who was appointed, of course, by President Biden. But he's another general who served his country long and well. He also happens to be African American. They passed the bill on last night, together with an amendment from Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, which reduced Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's salary to $1 a year. She said that even a buck is too much money. This passed the House chamber along party lines with a 218 to 210 vote. Okay, how is it possible that there aren't at least 10 or 20 Republicans in the House who say, hey, it's a bad look for us to single out the Secretary of Defense, who has done nothing wrong, who is serving his country, who is a general officer in the Army. And he's an African American, our first African American Secretary of Defense. Really? This is the Republican Party that is going to be going out there asking for the vote of the public to take over the Senate, White House, presidency? The outgoing chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, again, four-star general Milley, who had been basically said by President Trump that he was deserving of death, didn't speak directly about President Trump at his retirement ceremony. But I think there were some references there that were unmistakably close to the president that General Milley served. This is clip 7. Listen.
We don't take an oath to a tribe. We don't take an oath to a religion. We don't take an oath to a king or a queen or to a tyrant or a dictator. And we don't take an oath to a wannabe dictator. We don't take an oath to an individual. We take an oath to the Constitution, and we take an oath to the idea that it's America, and we're willing to die to protect it. Every soldier, sailor, airman, marine, guardian, and coast guardsman, each of us commits our very life to protect and defend that document, regardless of personal price.
When he says we don't take an oath to a wannabe dictator, could he have had the president in mind, the same president who accused him of treason, and emphasized that it was a death penalty. Here we are in the middle of a shutdown crisis. And yesterday, a great deal of the emphasis and the attention of Republicans in the House of Representatives, at least, which is where they're going to have to solve this problem of the government shutdown, they were paying more attention to an impeachment investigation, which is frankly going nowhere. And even Ken Buck, who again is a member of the House Freedom Caucus, who is a very conservative representative, Republican from Colorado, had this to say about the impeachment hearing that took place yesterday. It took about 6 hours. It was time-consuming. It got a lot of attention. But did it accomplish anything? Here's Ken Buck, clip two.
And here's the real problem, as I see it, Anderson. Once you start using the word impeachment, you've set expectations with a large percentage of the American public, and those expectations aren't being met at this point. It would have been much wiser to have continued the investigations, and if you get information that links President Biden with Hunter Biden's activities, then you start talking about impeachment. They came out of the box way too early. I don't know if it was intended as a distraction for the upcoming shutdown or certainly continuing resolution that we have to pass, or whether it was just a bad play, but it is not a good idea to have these two things coming together at the same time, in my opinion.
Boy, is that ever correct, and is he ever right? Karl Rove writes in the Wall Street Journal, "A stupid, needless government shutdown looms. The culprits aren't Democrats, but hard-right House Republicans, who say they won't agree to a bipartisan continuing resolution to fund the government when the fiscal year ends at midnight Saturday night. They mean it. Twice last week, five Republicans voted with Democrats to stop the House from taking up a Republican-drafted Defense Department appropriations bill. It was an unprecedented break of party discipline." He goes on to talk about the Chaos Caucus. What is the Chaos Caucus? We will talk about that. We will also be talking with Adam Coleman about whether morality and personal decency matter in politics or not. And Mike Pence, coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.